Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 18 through 20. Jesus said, "On my account you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." On April 18, 1521, some of the world's most powerful political and religious leaders were gathered in a German city called Worms. 3.5 years earlier, a monk sparked a wildfire when he questioned the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church. After digging into the Bible, he discovered that many of the doctrines of that church stood contrary to what God said. Because of the truth of God's word, Martin Luther was brought before the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V. The emperor's representative demanded that Luther take back his writings or he would be outlawed and labeled a heretic. But Luther knew what he had written was in accordance with God's word, so he famously said, "Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me." Jesus predicted to his disciples that this would happen. And it did happen to them and many others in the early Christian church. It happened to Luther and the reformers. But Jesus didn't just predict it. He also promised to send help. The Holy Spirit would speak through them as they made their witness about Jesus. While you might not find yourself before governors and kings on account of Jesus, you might still find yourself intimidated when sharing your faith and speaking about Jesus. Questions might race through your head. Will they believe me? Will they make fun of me? Will I lose this relationship? Jesus gives you the same promise. He is with you. The Holy Spirit will help you find the words to say. Let your words and actions witness to the grace and truth of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, help me rely on the Spirit's guidance with unwavering trust. Strengthen me to be a bold witness of your word, no matter the circumstances I face. Give me the courage to speak truth, love, and grace to a world in desperate need of you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.